Hello and welcome to Around the Air Force. I'm Staff Sergeant Mike Hutchinson. Air Force officials announced the next chapter in a partnership with the Royal Saudi Air Force as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia solidified their plans to purchase U.S. F-15 SA fighter aircraft. Tech Sergeant Roberto Velez is in our newsroom and has the details.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia signed a $29.4 billion military sales letter of offer and acceptance to purchase 84 F-15 SA aircraft and also upgrade their current fleet of 70 F-15S aircraft to the SA configuration. As part of the agreement, Saudi Airmen will attend Air Force training at a number of Air Force installations. In all, over 300 Saudi Airmen are expected to attend these training courses. This is the largest foreign military sales contract in U.S. history. From the newsroom, I'm Technical Sergeant Roberto Velez.
Thank you, Sergeant Velez. Members of the 943rd Rescue Group out of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base are in training as they prepare for an upcoming deployment. Staff Sergeant Caitlin Jones has more.
It's sunrise over the desert, and while it's not a deployed environment, it sure sounds like one.
Well, what better place to train than the middle of nowhere to go to the middle of nowhere? So we're just getting spun out. The environment's very similar, altitudes, temperatures, all that kind of stuff.
Airmen from the 943rd Rescue Group at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base traveled to Gila Bend Air Force Auxiliary Field for a four-day exercise to prepare for their upcoming deployment.
We leave in a few months, and this week is geared towards us working hand-in-hand with our sister squadron, the HA-60s, which is one of our primary platforms.
The airmen faced a number of combat search and rescue scenarios during the exercise, giving them a chance to work together in stressful situations.
The camaraderie is absolutely one of the most important things because it meshes well. If we're on the same page with one another, if we get along well with one another, which we all do, it just makes the whole operation fluid.
During the operation, members were on 24/7 alert, much like they are when downrange, meaning that whether the sun's coming up or going down, the airmen of the 943rd are ready to save lives. Staff Sergeant Caitlin Jones, Gila Bend Air Force Auxiliary Field, Arizona.
While pilots get much of the glory, air power takes a team effort, and the airmen on the ground play a key role in making sure the mission is a success. Airman Dan Aselta gives us a look at the crew in the air traffic control tower.
When you think about military aviation, fighter jets soaring into battle may come to mind. What may not come to mind is what goes on behind the scenes on the ground in an air traffic control tower.
This is BX Briefing.
Air traffic controllers in the 309th Airlift Wing play a vital role in all aerial missions on Shivers Air Base, ensuring safe incoming and outgoing flights.
There are a few uncontrolled runways throughout the world, but anywhere you see a runway, there's typically an air traffic controller.
Here at Shivers, we deal with H-60s, the helicopters, the Army helicopters. We deal with a C-37 and a C-40. There's also light civilian aircraft that are occasionally come through the airspace that we talk
to. 25010, visibility unrestricted.
If we aren't here to do our job, the mission doesn't get completed. The aircraft can't take off.
The job of an air traffic controller has been regarded as very stressful. There are many challenges air traffic controllers deal with that can interfere with the flight line mission.
A big complication for the job would be weather. Other complications, I would say birds, wildlife, mostly birds here at Shevers. But I think it's the most important job.
So the next time you see a plane or helicopter fly by, think about the people in the tower keeping the skies safe. Reporting from Shevers Air Base, I'm Airman Dan Aselta.
For more on today's and other top stories, visit the Air Force's official website, af.mil. On the site, you can also find television, radio, and print news and features impacting our Air Force. From Air Force Studios at Fort Meade, Maryland, I'm Staff Sergeant Mike Hutchinson.